Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
There's so many specialty cookie stores out there now, but none of them can compete with Molly B's. No matter which cookie you order, after one bite, you'll want to try them all. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the link to save 10% off your next Molly B's order. Again, that's tjriggins.com/deals for Molly B's.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Lindsay is in her closet. And is that really your robe, or as old ladies call them, house coats?
Yeah. So growing up, my grandmother had a house coat, and she'd always be like, "Can you go get me my house coat?" And so I call this my house coat.
Yeah, that's what my grandmother called him too.
House coat.
House coat. And Kyle can't wrap his head. He's like, "Well, how old are you? 80?" I'm like, "Well."
Yeah, my house coat and house shoes. When my family never had slippers, they were house shoes.
Yeah, house shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
So is it a robe, or is it just a sweater?
Oh, it's just like a long sweater.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, when I bought it specifically for being a house coat, because it's like not a cute color. It's just, but it's comfortable.
Yeah. Jody has a friend who makes these yoga wraps, and she's a business where she sells yoga wraps. And Jody uses those a lot as a house coat.
I love that.
Because it's not not as long as a robe and big as a robe would be.
Okay.
Yeah. This comes to like my knees.
Man, who's ready for hot girl summer with your...
No, your house coat.
Your house coat.
House coats and house slippers. Or, I mean, house shoes.
I like to call it a long sweater. That really turns me on. What are you going to wear tonight? I'm thinking a long sweater. Something knitted.
Long house coat.
Just kidding. You're very cute in your house coat.
No, I'm okay with it. I've come to terms with it.
Did your grandmother also wear gowns? You know, my grandmother and my mom always wore gowns, like nightgowns.
Really?
And, yeah.
And my mom does to this day, because her mom did. It's like...
Yeah.
They might have been onto something.
Maybe, my mom never wore pajamas.
Yeah.
Always a gown and a house coat.
Yeah.
Oh, the gown under the house coat.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And it had like buttons right here, and it was like usually white with like some floral patterns. Yeah.
We always say that my mom looks like Blanche Devereaux walking through the room, and her Blanche Devereaux from the Golden Girls.
Yes. Oh, man.
And you wear underwear under that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I mean, I think you remove your brassiere, my dear, when you sleep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
All right.
I'm stopping the trend, though, because I wear pajamas, like, you know, pants and a top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Jody does.
Somebody's got. Yeah, Jody does too. You say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, loves cute pair comfy pajamas,
matching top
Me
and
too.
Bottom.
Yeah,
always matching. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Formal always
pajamas.
Huh?
Formal pajamas, like actual sets. Yeah.
But they're not dressy. She does have a couple of dressy pairs of pajamas.
Yeah.
I never refer to them as PJs or pajamas, because I would have my Southern card taken away from me. True Southerners would never call them PJs.
PJs.
Or pajamas. It's pajamas.
Pajamas.
What about jam jams?
Yeah. Or jam.
Go get your jam jams on.
Yeah, jammy hammers. Get your jammy hammers on. But then my grandmother, my Nana, would also have a certain type of gown that she would wear that she called a duster.
Yes.
Like a trench coat?
But it was, I think, a thicker material, and it was, instead of the gown and house coat, it was just a gown that wasn't thin, that you didn't have to wear the house coat with it, right?
Yeah, and I think it was more in the winter, like you're saying, it was thick, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
So hot.
Can you imagine?
Oh my gosh. Holy.
Well,
Lindsay may sound all country girl, old fashioned, down to earth right now, but yesterday she proved just what a snob she is. And it is today's, in case you missed it, replay coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
I just got the cutest summer sun hats from Eric Javits. You want to protect your skin. You want to protect your face this summer. And Eric Javits has pretty much every style you can think of. I have a cute wide brim straw hat. It is going to be my new go-to for this pool season at the beach, at the pool. It's super cute. So you have to check out everything Eric Javits has to offer. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use code TJ for 20% off. That's tjriggins.com/deals. Code TJ for 20% off.
Kensho Cocktails by RSRV Collective are premium non-alcoholic drinks. Now, they're crafted to deliver bold, sophisticated flavors inspired by classic cocktails, but with alcohol-free indulgence. Now, my wife Jody turned me on to this, and you can get a huge discount, 30% off right now, when you use the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals. That's 30% off with the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from LaCure are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. LaCure is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. The Week in Review is sponsored by LaCure, the hangover solution. It's a drinking gummy containing DHM, a natural extract that can help you defeat the effects of having one too many cocktails. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout to save 20% on your order.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just a simple hypothetical situation presented to Lindsay yesterday. And I know you were, Riggins, from your reaction and the way it happened. I was as well, shocked at how snobby she turned out to be in this thing, at what we uncovered.
Yes.
So you can decide for yourself. It's today's in case you missed it replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents, in case you missed it, here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
There's a man in Florida who was arrested. His name's not Jaden, not Jalen, but Jathan. Jathan Gilder was arrested because he stole $770,000 worth of diamonds.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
That's the charge. Now, it was I think, two pairs of earrings. We're talking big diamonds here. Two pairs of earrings that would equal that much. When he was about to be arrested, the police say that he swallowed them. So, Lindsay, mm-hmm. if they told you, you can have whatever you find. You yes. can have these diamonds. But you're going to have to, you know, monitor and hunt through his waist.
No.
You wouldn't do it?
No, I wouldn't do it. I can't do it.
Almost $800,000 worth of diamonds?
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Oh, my gosh.
You would, Riggins?
I would do it for half of that.
Wait, you would go through someone's feces
for $350,000? 100%. I do it for
I would do it for a Sonic burger.
I mean, yeah, absolutely.
A free Sonic burger and a stay at the Hampton Inn.
Yeah.
What,
good for you?
No.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's disgusting.
Oh, yeah, it would be terrible. It'd be a horrible experience, but
you know, those are some rocks.
Anything other than someone's feces. I could do throw up.
Yeah. It has to come out that way. I mean, because they're monitoring him to recover that evidence.
Yeah,
so,
no.
Somebody in the police is going to have to do that, and they're not even going to get to keep the evidence.
Exactly.
That's a tough gig. Tough gig.
Yeah. But, I mean, you wouldn't have to do it with your hands. I mean, you could use an instrument or something.
Like a guitar or something?
Yeah.
It's the fact that you're looking at it and sifting through it and smelling it and seeing it. And
Well, you could wear a mask. All right.
I don't know.
Talk about a snob. You're not right, Riggins?
Yeah, absolutely. Ooh.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I gotta tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
Skoni spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere, 15% off with code TJ. Skoni, perfect for on and off the course, redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ.
So a lot of you have asked where you can donate, and we know Ace would have loved any donation to any charity you think would help the community. And if you would like to donate to our charity, Peyton's Promise, go to peytonspromise.org. Thank you in advance, and we know a lot of what the charity is going to focus on will be with our brother spirit guiding us.
This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Lindsay was on my mind yesterday afternoon because she's told that story about how when she was in high school, I think she would drive her brothers to school and made them sit in the back seat. Yeah. Do I have that right?
You've got it absolutely right.
But you shared a detail recently that they sat in the back seat. And what was in your front seat?
My makeup.
Yeah, her caboodle.
Mm-hmm.
She had a caboodle there, which I didn't know much about, but yesterday, I'm just scrolling through. Do you know who inspired the creation of the caboodle?
No. It's a tackle box for makeup, though.
It's a tackle box for makeup, and it was created because somebody saw Vanna White in the 80s walking around outside of the set of Wheel of Fortune, I guess, holding a tackle box.
Uh-huh.
And all the press was going, oh, Vanna, you're going fishing. Where's your fishing spot? And she said, no, this is all my makeup. And the creators of the caboodle, I believe, were already creating these tackle boxes and just switched over and started making makeup. Okay. Vanna White is credited with the idea for the caboodle.
And that's awesome.
Isn't that kind of crazy? And she never talks about that.
No.
If I inspired a product like that, please believe it would be my opening line at every party I go to. I'm the guy that invented, I inspired the ABC.
Yeah. And do you know how many times I will tell people that Ace and I are the ones that created adult kickball?
Yes, you do.
I tell every, and nobody believes it.
Right.
Nobody believes it.
I do.
Yeah, I mean, I believe it, certainly. Who's the biggest doubter? Is it your wife?
No, she was there for it.
She was there. Yeah. Okay. Well, who don't believe you?
Probably little friend Jenny.
Oh. She's a bit of a skeptic.
She's like, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to be credited for something. I don't have nearly as many phrases that you have had or ideas that people have stolen from you.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
People just stealing all the time. Stealing.
But maybe it is your fault, though, that you never took action to protect those things.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I say so many clever things, Riggins, that just catch fire. I mean, how am I? I'd be trademarking and copywriting everything I say.
Yeah.
You know,
you'd be at that patent office 24/7. Yeah. Yoo-hoo, I'm back. I got another gold mine for you.
It's like, there's TJ again, Colin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I invented Bad Boy for M Poker that radio shows all over America do now. And
that's true. Yeah.
I invented that standing in Barnes and Noble.
What was it about Barnes and Noble?
I was buying a book and I looked in there on the little sales table that they have right by the checkout. It was a book called My Boyfriend's Worse Than Yours. It was like $2. And that title hit me and I said, standing there in the Barnes and Noble, and I called Ace. When I walked out the door, I said, hey, what if we did a thing like, could this be a bit on the radio?
Yeah.
We had two women and they each story is a hand of the poker and yeah. Whoever comes out with the worst boyfriend at the end wins the prize or whatever.
Yeah. Ace was like, what the hell's Barnes and Noble?
He's like, oh, I know. That's where I bought my blank journals. Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
There's a video that has gone viral of a flight attendant, a male flight attendant, after his flight landed, I think in San Francisco, he goes into the overhead bin and pulls out his violin and starts walking up and down the aisle playing You Are My Sunshine to entertain the passengers while they wait to get to their gate.
Okay.
As you can imagine, some people love it, some people hate it.
I would not be, I think it's impressive that you can do that. I don't want that on my plane. I don't want that on my plane. I want just quiet.
Even for that few minutes that you're sitting out there waiting to get somebody to assign you a gate and get to the gate. And
stay quiet.
I'm not, I don't mean unload, deplane. That's the proper term. You may deplane now.
Yeah, not for me.
Would you complain or you would just wait to whoever was picking you up at the airport and as soon as you got in go like, how about this?
Yeah, I mean,
flight attendant trying to show off for everybody starts playing his violin.
I think it depends on how many cocktails I had on the plane, but I'd probably just keep my mouth shut and stew about it.
Yeah.
What I'm
but it wasn't loud. It wasn't a loud thing, but he was just kind of meandering up and down the aisle playing You Are My Sunshine.
My sunshine, my only sunshine.
I kind of like that. I think it's sweet. Yeah. I do. I love that. Especially if my kids are with me, like give them something to do. Listen to. Sweet. And he means well.
Yeah, of
does
course.
Does he mean well or is he just trying to show off? See, I think that determines how a lot of people would feel about it. Is he just, you know, it's like, look at me.
Well, I'm impressed with a violin player, so I don't know.
Oh, really?
But it's kind of like, okay, you know you've got a captive audience. So this is, you know, they can't run. They can't walk away.
Yeah. Now's the time. It's now or never.
Yeah. Because if he were terrible at it, then you'd be complaining and go, oh, it was awful. Or if he just... Foggy Mountain Breakdown, just ripping that fiddle up.
I guess maybe that would be different if they were playing something cool like that and really shredding. But like he's playing You're My Sunshine. I'm like, oh.
Well, I can think of other instruments that would be way worse.
Yeah, if he just pulled out a trumpet and started blasting that, because that would be like loud.
Or like an oboe.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard an oboe?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Yeah.
Snake Charmer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an oboe?
Yeah. But... Because, you know, when those trumpeters in the mariachi bands hit, I mean, it's loud.
Ear piercing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I like a mariachi band. I like that type of music, but not when I'm not expecting it. You know,
right.
When it's coming all of a sudden, you know, you're like, because I get startled easily, you know.
Yeah.
Very jumpy.
Uh-huh.
Or bagpipes. That'd be the worst.
Oh, that's the worst. That is the absolute worst. If there were a flight attendant that pulled out bagpipes and started playing them, I would say something. I would report them to the FAA. I hate bagpipes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not pretty. It's just not pretty.
Whiny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially and loud. On a plane. Yeah. You can't have lightly played. You can't have bagpipes as background music.
Yeah.
You know, it's the reason why they don't play that at the massage place.
Yeah.
You know, your bagpipes.
Yeah. This isn't relaxing at all.
Getting a massage and a facial at the spa. Would you like bagpipe music today? Sure. Something to really relax you.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, we just almost had a major, major accident in the workplace. I'm talking major. So Lindsay isn't here today. If she would have been here, we wouldn't have been as scared because she could have protected us. So Rob usually is working from home in his new home studio and all. And today was just Riggins and me in the studio and also in this building. Nobody starts in the building as early as we do. The building here, it's an office complex. It doesn't even open until 8 or 9.
Yeah.
Right. So we are quiet talkers, Riggins and I. Even if we're talking, you can hear everything around. Not the case if Rob's in here having a conversation or when Ace was here talking. They're very loud talkers. So we hear beep, boop, beep, boop, the door code from the outside door.
Yeah.
And we just froze and we looked at each other like nobody's really supposed to be here this time. Riggins says, "You got your gun?" And I'm moving toward it. And then the door coming into this room goes, doo-doo, doo-doo. And I'm thinking, okay, well, nobody has the code to that door. Nobody's getting in here. And then the door opened. And Rob walked in.
Oh.
We almost shot Rob.
Almost shot Rob.
He walks in with his work bag in one hand and a big old Ziploc full of leftover pizza in the other. What would that crime scene look like?
A big Monster energy drink, a bag of pizza, and just Rob laid out on the floor.
If they're having to chalk him.
Like, oh, man. He barely got through the doorway.
And you know us, we'd be thinking, well, is that pizza going to actually be taken as evidence? Because we'll eat that.
We'll eat that. Absolutely. But I was dead serious. I was like, get your gun. I was terrified. That was scary. Thank God we didn't kill Rob. Or that you didn't kill Rob. I would throw you under the bus right away. Yeah, I'm like, officer, I don't know.
He just
started shooting.
He just lost his mind. I knew Rob was coming in. I actually said, don't shoot. It's Rob.
He wouldn't listen. He just started firing.
Just blacked out.
Yeah, that was a tense couple of seconds right there.
Plus, I'm sick. I don't need to be messing with all this. I want to just get, and then my wife's making fun of me. Said, I'm glad I got a 13-year-old back in the house because my voice is cracking. Oh. Like your voice is changing. She'll go, making fun of me, which I would never do. I would never do to her. I would never mock her voice ever.
Yeah, right. Never, never, ever, ever. Is she a good, like, does she take care of you?
Yeah. I'm not a good let people take care of me, though.
Yeah.
I don't like to be waited on. It makes me uncomfortable, even when I'm sick. Like yesterday, she offered to make me some peppermint tea and bring it up to me. Mm. And I said, no, I'm fine right now. I got to come down in a minute anyway, and I'll make some. And I didn't. I just didn't. I actually got up and went down there and made it for myself.
You made your own peppermint tea.
Yeah. I really wanted some of that leftover sugar cookie sleigh ride tea.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Once again, I apologize for the way my voice sounds. I have been stricken with a deadly disease known as probably a sinus infection. Yet, very serious, don't laugh.
You're infected.
I am. I am so infected. And I'm probiotics. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh yeah, big time.
Yeah, I'm probiotics, not anti. Riggins, did you see this this scuffle that has gone viral of the guy, two guys pushing and shoving each other about who's going to get the Pokemon cards out of the machine first?
No.
Yeah,
tell me more.
Two adults. And one of them found out that they were getting new cards in this machine. I don't know how they were. Is that, do they have those, Rob, where you get go up to a machine and get cards out of it at game stores and stuff?
In some places, yeah. Okay.
Well, this was San Francisco.
Oh, they definitely have it in San Francisco.
So this guy waited in his car hours for the to be the first one in there for the store to open. And the way I gathered the scuffle took place of the altercation was he got in there and one of the employees was taking his turn at the machine first as soon as they opened.
Uh-huh.
And this guy was like, I've been waiting out there for hours. Just because you're an employee doesn't mean you get to go before I do, but it kind of does.
It kind of does, you know? Unfortunately.
But they should have, the employees should have gone over and done that before they opened the doors if exactly. he wanted to get. So he starts trying to push his way up to, then they start. It's not really like a good fight that you would see on X or something. You
right.
know? But which is about all the videos I get on X are street fights.
I know. It's getting better.
The bully gets it.
Yeah. But there was some physical shoving and pushing. That's enough. And you, but you said these people were adults. That can't, that's not, that can't be
well,
right.
I got to thinking, not too quick to make fun of them or anything, Riggins, but those things are now worth a lot of money. So maybe it was, you know, well, you got to be a nerd really to be into Pokemans to begin with an adult. But I think at this point, if you're trying to rush to get some new cards, it's because you're looking to make a living off of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. They're valuable now.
It's a business to you.
Yeah.
It's not just, I'm not taking these to play on Saturday.
Right. Which, by the way, I've found out why Rob is actually in the studio today, because he's not working his other job. He works for a real company in his other job, because he's taken the day off from the real company to go play in the Star Wars card game tournament today in the big city.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's in Uptown Charlotte.
Wow.
Convention Center.
Yeah, so Pokemans, Star Wars cards.
Fighting, vending machines, you know, all the usual suspects.
I would rather have an employee ask me for the day off for their birthday.
Yeah.
Than to have to go, yeah, you can have, and I would, if Rob came and said, look, I need the day off to go play in the Star Wars, I wouldn't say no.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay. But it would still kind of sting a little bit.
Sure.
You know, but I would say, hey, he works hard, he's, you know, whatever, he doesn't ask for much. But I think I would understand it more if it was just like, and I'm not going to do anything. I just want to sit around and celebrate me all day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rather than go play in a Star Wars card game.
Sure. And he's ready to play like a champion. He's got a bag of pizza and a Monster Energy.
Got that beard all groomed and straight.
My bag of cards.
Bag of cards.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Well, guess who's back in the news? Octomom.
Oh,
remember
really?
Her name?
Oh, yeah, I remember. Oh, no, I don't remember her name.
Nadia Sulman.
Yeah.
Nadia Sulman.
She's a queen.
She is.
She's a goddess.
She's got two new specials airing on Lifetime this week, and one is like Octomom Exposed, and the other one is Secrets of the Octomom. But she's been doing the press interviews, and her kids are, you know, teenagers now. Uh-huh. She's got 14 kids.
Right.
And remember, she had 6 kids already, and then she did IVF, mm-hmm. in vitro fertilization, and got 8 more. It was the first set of surviving octuplets, I believe, or something along those lines.
Yeah. And she's gorgeous.
And I remember TJ going on and on about how beautiful she is, and people were very upset.
Yeah, that was trolling before trolling had a name.
Yeah, that really was.
I would do that with her and Farrah Abraham.
Sure, Teen Mom.
And then who was the Heidi? Heidi
Montag.
And, yeah.
Heidi Montag, yeah. Spencer Pratt's wife.
Uh-huh. So basically all of the celebrity or reality show stars that women didn't like.
Yeah.
I would pump them up like they were the greatest.
Yeah. Well,
because they made stars out of them. the women did.
Yeah, she says she never wanted the fame or attention. She said, that's why I sued the hospital, because they're the ones that made me mm-hmm. become a public figure. Yeah. I never wanted any of this. She actually comes across as pretty not crazy. She says, I wasn't ever unemployed. I was on disability. I worked in a psychiatric hospital, and I did what I had to do to feed my kids. And I don't know. She's trying to turn a new leaf, I guess.
But didn't she have the whole thing they reported on her about trying to look like Kim Kardashian and all of this stuff?
Yeah, she said she did some things that she's not proud of to make ends meet. And I think that probably includes like celebrity boxing with other women. And she was making appearances at strip clubs and things
like
that.
Yeah, I was going to say, did she do a nude something another in a penthouse or Playboy or something like that?
Something. But she says, you know, I'm not proud of everything, but I was doing what I had to do.
Yeah.
So they now live in a 3-bedroom townhome in California with all her kids. Some of them have moved out. Oh. I believe so. Most of the octuplets and some of the other children. But yeah, she's back in the news. So Octomom is trending today, if you can believe that or not. Today is also National Employee Appreciation Day.
It is. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's also National Flapjack Day and National Tartar Sauce Day. So, hey, double them up. Put some tartar sauce on flapjacks, whatever those are.
Yeah, I never know the difference between flapjacks and pancakes.
Might be a regional thing. Everybody's just, you know. I think McDonald's calls them, or they call them hotcakes.
Hotcakes.
But it is both of those as well. And the bar where Morgan Wallen threw that drink off the rooftop, that is owned by Rob's favorite artist, Eric Church.
Yeah.
And they now are paying tribute to that incident by serving a cocktail that comes with a little chair floating at the top. The cocktail is called The Chair, and it's got raspberry vodka and soda and a couple other things.
But real country music fans will assume that it's for the George Strait song, The Chair.
The Chair.
Excuse me, but I think you've got my chair.
That was a great George Strait.
But anyway, I think, isn't Eric's middle name Needs?
Yep. I don't know.
Eric Needs Church.
Does he? Do you know something about him?
The Jesus? No, Jesus. I'm just
kind of a rough neck.
No, I was just, anybody named Church, I would have said that.
TJ, did you see the message we got for you yesterday?
No.
On DM?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm going to read it to you. They pose an interesting question to TJ. We'll do it next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
TJ, you say you didn't see this DM come in yesterday afternoon?
I was laid up yesterday when I got home.
You all sick.
I was just laid up.
Nasty feeling. Well, let me start by asking you a hypothetical question. If you were out in public and a little kid walked up to you and said, can I use your phone? What would you say?
How little are we talking
about? Under 10.
I would say, why do you need to use my phone? Do you need help with something?
I want to call my mom.
So, okay, and then I would call the mom.
You would call, you wouldn't hand over your phone. Okay. That's interesting to point out before I get into this DM. This is what came in yesterday. Hey, TJ. Longtime listener, so sorry to hear about Ace. I'm keeping you in my prayers. I wanted to send this over and ask your opinion. I was at this place. I wrote it down because I don't want to give the name of the place. Uh-huh. I was at an outdoor shopping plaza when a little girl, she looked to be under 10, asked to use my phone. She said she had gotten separated from her mom and didn't know which store she was in and needed a caller. So I let her use it, and she made a call and sounded like she was talking to somebody. She thanked me and said her mom was in Lululemon. And headed off in the direction that I knew the store was in. Out of curiosity, I just watched her walk away, and she walked to the store and then walked right past it.
Yeah.
I didn't chase her down because I knew how creepy it would be for a man in his mid-30s to be running after a little girl. So I don't know. I don't know why she didn't go in there where she said her mother was. Has anyone had this happen to you? Have you heard of anything like this? I don't know. I didn't know if I was the victim of some new kind of scam. But I'll definitely think twice about allowing a kid to use my phone again.
Yeah, I would have stayed with her and said, okay, I'll help you find your mom, is what I would do.
Mm-hmm. You'd go with her?
Yeah, I would say, okay, what is your mom's number? I'll call her. And I want to hear the mom on the phone. And I'd say, your daughter, you know, first of all, I'd say, you know, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Lucy.
Sure.
I'm here with Lucy. She says she got separated from you. Where are you? And I'll help her get back to you.
Yeah, I think I'd probably do the same thing, but not before I read this letter. It wouldn't even have occurred to me if a little kid came up by themselves and said, can I borrow your phone to call my mom? But if it was an adult, I'd go, absolutely not. And I'm like, no, I'm not. But something about a kid, but I never, that could be a scam.
Yeah.
It might be a scam. And following the little girl to go find her mom might be just wrapping you up in it too. Mm-hmm. You might get mugged or something like that.
Chances are you're out. Chance. It depends on where the place is. I mean, I'm not going to let the little girl lead me down a dark alley at night.
You wouldn't?
You know, just over here. Keep coming. She's over here.
Yeah. That makes sense.
But I mean, you had an outdoor shopping area thing.
Yeah, like a high-end place. Mm. So he didn't think anything suspicious of it. Now,
or I'd either go and I'd try to find a police, a security guard or something.
Do you think Tech D Rob would have had the same reaction you did? Like,
no, he would have run away from the little girl. He wouldn't have talked to her at all.
I think you're right.
He would have acted like he couldn't hear her.
You think he would just blatantly ignore her?
Uh-huh.
I don't have my phone.
I don't believe in phones.
So I guess there are scammers out there, but try to give people the benefit of the doubt, maybe.
I wouldn't have thought scam first. My first concern as a superhero would have been for the little girl's safety.
Yeah.
And getting her connected with her mom.
You've got a long history of dealing with the public in traumatic situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm a first responder, actually.
You're basically a first responder.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Riggins Weekend Review Song is next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.